I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang! DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time here on Wednesday night, February the 11th, which could only mean one thing. It's DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. I know there's a big WWE event on TV tonight, and for those of you who decided to tune in with us and catch the replay of that, I thank you guys. I know there's a lot of wrestling fans here, so we appreciate it as always. And my name is Mike Mullins. You can find me, as always, over at Mikey90%.com. And per usual, I am joined by the wonderfully talented and equally as beautiful Stacey Morris. And Stacey has a book that is now officially available in retail, and we're going to be talking to her about that tonight at some point as well. But Stacey, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here, and I'm really looking forward to the show. I think we all are, for obvious reasons.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the man who makes sure the show steers correctly and smoothly as possible. He's my friend and yours, Robert McLaren. What is up, my brother?
Oh, not much, man. I've been looking forward to this show as well. I've kind of avoided getting updates today because I want to talk about it on the show. So I've been patiently waiting for this all day.
I'm really excited too. And just to preface, we've got Brenda on the line, and we're going to talk to her in just a second. I want to preface what a difference a week can bring. As you guys know, Dallas was on the show last week, and his voice was in rough shape, as it has been for some time. And after getting it checked out with his fiance, Brenda, he had quite the scare in the exam room, which led to a 911 call in Dallas, ending up in ICU in a hospital outside of Atlanta. So the power of positivity and love and support must have worked. As Dallas is home from the hospital, he underwent surgery this morning, and we're lucky to get an exclusive update from his girl, his fiance, the future DBP, Simon, about how he's down this past week. So, Brenda, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. Fighting a little bit of a cold myself, so I'm a little froggy. I apologize.
You guys are a mess, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, I fought it as long as I could. He's been sick for a week, for a month, you know, and it's just been crazy. I mean, I am completely, unfortunately, run down. I haven't been this run down. I can't even remember when, just because with what he's been dealing with this past month with the breathing difficulties, you know, I'm a mother of two daughters, you know, I have a trained mom ear. So when he's breathing like that in the middle of the night, or not breathing in the middle of the night, you know, I've been like just a month of not great sleep. It's almost been like having an infant. You know? So it's been a really crazy, awesome month, and then it's been really scary. You know, everything going on with DDP Yoga this January, you know, we hit off the year with three back-to-back-to-back awesome, incredible workshops, and then rolled right into Slam Dance shortly after that. And I can share with you that both trips, you know, I can start off saying I had 9-1 pushed into the phone on both of those trips, the trip to when we were making the rounds with the workshops and then the trip when we went out to Park City. And people are like, well, what would happen? And I'm like, he'd quit breathing. You know?
That's an old school mentality.
That must have been so terrifying.
Yeah. You know, we're both as intense and hyper talkative, passionate as we can be. We're both people that when it comes to time like that, we get very placid, you know, and it's a good thing. We both stay very calm and, you know, neither one of us are, you know, super reactive in those kinds of when you're in the trenches. So it paid off because, him and his ability to breathe, I mean, wow, you know, even me listening to it as much as I listened to it, you guys have listened to it for a decade plus. But to actually witness him implement it when he has no breath going in or out and actually work his diaphragm and his abdominals so that he can try to force himself in air and out. You know, now we know the air passageway was literally shut down, you know, due to inflammation and from the tonsils and from nodules and from an undiagnosed sinus. It's a science experiment now, but no, it was an undiagnosed sinus infection that caused all of this. And, you know, you're just on the road, you're going, so you just go, you know, roll through it. And, you know, from there, it's, we were in the doctor's office on Friday. Well, you know, Stacy, you'll get this. You know, he went to the doctor when we got back from all the workshop tour, the first 2 weeks of January. He went to the doctor by himself because I had a doctor's appointment. And he came home, and I'm just listening to how the appointment went, and I'm just shaking my head the whole time he's talking, like, oh, this was a waste of time. I should have been there. And then we take off, you know, and it's like, okay, whatever, you know. And then we take off, we go to, they gave him prescriptions and said it was this and said it was that. And we go to Slam Dance and it happens again. And these prescriptions aren't doing anything. And, so then when we got back, I'm like, okay, I'm going with you this time. And, you know, it's just that extra woman's touch sometimes of pushing or asking the extra question that got this doctor to actually, this other new doctor to examine him a little bit differently. And so as he's sticking this 18 inch long, bendable, you know, wire with a camera on the end down his throat, and we're all watching on the monitor, all of a sudden you hear Paige whisper, I can't breathe, you know,
God.
And we're turned away from him. You know, you're looking at him, but you're really focused on what you're seeing from the camera, and what you're seeing is not pretty. You know, you can see all the inflammation and the mucus and everything's inflamed. It was not a pretty picture, literally. And then the doctor, you know, took him very seriously and very gently pulled this thing out. But the second that thing came out, Dallas said, that was it. There was nothing. And it's like he said, you know, it's not like he like took that big deep breath and, you know, you're going to dive in the water and you got that, your lungs full of air. No, he was sitting there like, you know, it's not exactly a comfortable position to be in. So he's just breathing very shallow and did not have his lungs full of air. So when your air just gets cut off, like at that point, that's intense. That's scary. And, you know, I'm looking at him and I see his eyes. He sees my eyes, and the doctor's like yelling 911. And, the girl heard him. She took running up. She went running up the hallway, but he wasn't sure that she heard him. And so now he's stepping out in the hallway yelling it. And I'm just looking at Paige, who at that point just, you know, really went pretty zen, you know, just closed his eyes and just really tried to focus. And he just literally, I was too focused on his face, but he was literally working his abdominals and diaphragm to try to get something to open and move. And he got it going.
You know, that's what impressed me about this whole story was, I don't know if anyone in average shape or in maybe poor shape could have survived that. And because he's so dedicated to his fitness and to doing the workouts and his breathing, I think that very possibly saved him in that moment.
Oh, without a doubt. And he will say that. I mean, I'm sitting there, you know, I think I'm pretty, you know, Mike likes to be Superman. I think I'm Wonder Woman, you know.
Well, you are.
Thank you. I don't think I could have done what he did.
I just gotta say, he preaches how own your breath, own your breath. He has a tutorial of breath on the DVDs, and how crazy, there's no better, you know, he lived his own, you know, his own theory, his own philosophy, and it saved his life.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? How long he's been preaching to own your breath and, you know, to build your strength and your diaphragm and build your breath. When it came down to my life depends on it, there to save his life was his own, you know, philosophy. It's pretty crazy, and it's inspiring too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is truly no BS. And to sit there and have watched it, and the doctor, Dr. Carruthers, was just amazed. I mean, he just sat there. You could see, you know, these doctors see a lot of stuff, and mm-hmm. to see his eyes like bulging out of his head. You know, he wasn't expecting, you know, he didn't know, you know, somebody commented about, you know, why would a doctor do a procedure like that in the office? Well, that's a common procedure in the office. You know what I mean? That's not, you know, they give you lanacane, you know, and numb it going down. You know, it's just that his situation was so severe, which if you want me to talk about exactly what it was, I can do that too. You guys direct me, you tell me what you want me to talk about. I can. He had multiple layers of situations. The bottom line is he has reflux. Okay, so that's irritation and inflammation there that he does deal with, and he has to have a certain diet for, and all of that kind of stuff, you know. And he keeps that very much under control. But with the pace that we were going at in January, and with this performance center opening and this new app that we're trying to, you know, get wrapped up and going, all of this by April, he's under a tremendous amount of stress right now. And so the reflux is just a little more prevalent. So it irritates the air passageway and the vocal cords on him. So there's always some inflammation going there. Then there was this undiagnosed sinus infection. You know, he mentioned a couple times that he had headaches, never gets headaches, like, you know, just like this weird thing across the front of his head, and just didn't seem like sinuses to me. Just missed it. And, and then just the whole, I mean, if any of you were at the workshops that are listening, they heard him, you know, in the microphone, you know? It was not attractive, you know.
And I could hear it last week. I could hear it last week when he called in for the show.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah, I mean, at the workshop, I'm like telling him to pull the mic away from his mouth because it sounds, you know.
It's that old school wrestler mentality too, that you just got to gut through it. You know, no matter what happens, you got to keep going, pushing forward. You know, he has a lot going on. And sometimes when you have so much going on, you know, you kind of yourself is the person that takes the back seat. So I know Dallas is very conscious of his health. So it must have been really, really a bad situation for it to go on that long and just, you know.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was like, you know, individual things, not so bad. But when they got layered together, the reflux and then the sinus infection, and then that, and then, you know, because we went to Atlanta, to L.A., to New York, to Rhode Island, back to Atlanta, up to Park City. You're talking so many different environments, and the dryness that he experienced out in Park City is what did him in. Apparently, with every breath that you exhale, you lose something ridiculous, like 18% to 20%. You're breathing out moisture. I forget what the numbers are, but it's crazy just being there. How you're literally drying out just standing still. And you cannot drink enough water to keep up with it. So having all this going on, ended up with this dried mucus plug, and it was below the vocal cords. So,
and I know he had surgery this morning. How did that go? How's he feeling? That's ultimately, you know, the big question here.
This morning they went in, and again, completely non-related to the other issues, which were paralyzed vocal cords that were, you know, touching and concerns that they were fused together. They'd gotten that inflammation to go down. They got the mucus plug to move safely. And now this was a whole nother problem. This was nodules on his vocal cords. With anybody who talks the amount that he talks or sings or whatever, it's a common thing. And they went in there expecting to do, you know, normal everyday surgery for this type of thing. And the nodules are so large and inflamed, they actually are larger than his vocal cords.
Wow. Boy.
So what happened today was, instead of being like a skin tag kind of thing, it's more like how you would think of a callus, they told me. So it has a broad base. And because it's a broad base and it's on the vocal cords and near that, the vocal cords, they didn't want to do all that cutting. So they actually injected the nodules with steroids, trying to get them, the inflammation of them to go down. So he's 36 hours, no talking whatsoever, and 7 to 10 days of voice rest. And then they're sending him to actual speech lessons. They're actually going to, because he's just going to be talking more, especially once this performance center opens, it's just going to be more. So at this point, he's got to learn how to properly project that voice. So he doesn't have a vocal cord.
You questioned whether you're a Wonder Woman or not. I just want to say that you are the woman that needs to keep Diamond Dallas Page silent and still for the next week. You are.
Yeah. It's so funny. We've gotten gift packages here to the house with the funniest things. You know, it's like, you know, here's duct tape to put on his mouth. Here's something else. And then somebody sent a bag of rubber bands and said if he doesn't still shoot these at his ass, rubber bands at his butt, you know, it's like, oh my God. You know, somebody sent a t-shirt that says something about welcome to the silence club. I don't, ask me how I got in the, I don't know, just really cute, funny little anecdote things, but little gifts that have come to the house. But he's doing really well, you guys. He went into surgery, you know, like a trooper. It's not his first time. And he came out strong and he feels good, no nausea. And he's just really chilling out and taking this very seriously, you know. His voice, you know, he needs his body, but he needs his voice more, you know.
Yeah.
So now is it a matter of time to, you know, wait and see if the steroids are doing their thing?
Yeah, we're going to go back on Friday and, you know, crossing our fingers we don't have to do this procedure again. You know, but... They did take a biopsy just to be careful, but there's I don't even want to say the word, you know, there's no concerns of anything more serious than what I've said. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, like I said, I'm not even interested in saying that word, but you know, just,
I wanna
to be on the safe side. They said biopsy it, but we'll find out.
I'll let you go. And just want to say, I know there's been a ton of support since all this has gone on. The outpouring of love, you know, for you guys. It's almost like a tangible energy of, like, love and support that's come from the community, you know, all his friends and family and fans. And, you know, what has it meant to you guys, the positive thoughts and prayers and, you know, just the love that sent your guys' way through this process?
It has been overwhelming. It has been overwhelming. It moved Dallas in a way, you guys, that I've yet to see. You can tell by the way he wrote. I mean, he was so moved. I mean, you know, you know people love you. You know people care. But when it's actually call to action and it's incredible. And I have just kind of sat back on the back burner and just watched and taken it all in. Trying to keep up and make sure he's okay is taking a toll on me. I'm going to admit that. So I haven't been responsive on Facebook at all, but his presence is so strong that I feel like he's covering for both of us. But my man has been moved to tears. I mean, like, hard. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, have him tune in for the rest of the show, because a lot of people who want to let Dallas know and give him some support and get well wishes. That's what tonight's show is all about. You know, sending some love and some positivity. when you need it the most. And that's what we do as Team DDP Yoga. We gather around the people that need the help and the support and the love. And tonight we're going to dedicate the show to DDP. And we got lots of people calling on the line. We got a lot of messages for people who want to send their love and support and, you know, thank him for what he's done for us. A little bit of tribute show for DDP. He may be kicked in the pants a little bit, but he's far from knocked out. And if anyone's resilient enough to keep talking in a couple months or a month or whatever long it takes, it's Dallas. So thank you so much for Brenda for coming on tonight and giving us an update and send
Brenda,
our love and positive
Brenda,
to
I
Dallas.
Brenda, I wanted to say, you please take care of yourself. I know you must be exhausted on a lot of levels, so take care of you too.
Yeah, definitely. It's Valentine's Day weekend, and I think our gift to each other is that we're just going to, like, do nothing.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Thanks for having me on, you guys. It's wonderful.
Yeah, send our love to DDP, and really, absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on. I know you've had a very long day.
You got it. You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks
all
a lot.
Take care. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome to hear from Brenda and to hear what's going on. I know there was a lot of concerned, and you know, we talked about the almost like tangible, like, you know, electricity that comes with when you support someone like that and you care for someone like that. And Dallas is one of those guys that people feel like they know on such a personal level, even when they don't. And when something like this kicks him in the pants, you know, people feel it and people support him and surround him with that love. And that's what we're doing tonight on DDP Radio. So if you get a chance, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Dallas may not listen tonight, I don't know. But if he does, I'm sure he's going to listen at some point, and we're, you know, dedicating the show to him tonight. So give us a call, let us know how Dallas has affected your life, and should send some positivity his way. I know we have a couple calls or emails on the line who had written to us to send in their love. But first off, I want to go through the schedule real quick. I'm assuming that everything is still going on as planned for the next few months until we hear otherwise. Robert, is that correct?
As far as I know, there was an appearance that was going to be this weekend in either Fort Myers or Fort Lauderdale. I always forget which one it is, but he had to obviously he, you know, couldn't make it out to there. But as far as I know, everything after that is still up and going.
Mm-hmm. And we have the workshops coming up March 21st, LaSalle, Illinois. He's going to be there May 9th at Funk Fitness 2015 in Brighton, Michigan. He's going to be doing one of his Inspiration Meets Perspiration workshops. June 13th, 2015, St. John's, Newfoundland. And, of course, the DDP Yoga Retreat spots are going quick, July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd. I know we were expecting a member of Travelsmith on tonight, but in all the chaos this week, I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not. Did we end up figuring that out or...?
I don't think they're coming on tonight, but next week.
Yeah, it's been a chaotic week, so we'll get them on next week for sure. And I just want to let you guys know, also, the CAC Cauliflower Alley Club Awards Banquet in Las Vegas. Dallas is still on scheduled to go to that. He's being honored for the 2015 Jason Sanderson Humanitarian Award for his work outside of the ring, and as well as the 2015 Men's Wrestling Award, and he's being presented by Jake the Snake Roberts himself, April 12th through the 15th in Las Vegas, Cauliflower Alley Club Award Banquet. It is open to the public, so if you're, you know, heading down to Las Vegas to see Dallas in that honor, and it really is an honor, being honored by your peers like that, you know, being shown that you're one of the best we do is just a big deal.
Absolutely.
And real quick, I wanted to put out there that we also have DDP Radio t-shirts now. If you want to support the show, head over to ProWrestlingTees.com under Diamond Dallas Page's store. We just got those up. Robert got those going this week for us. You know, Dallas was really excited to get those out there. I talked to him this week. I was actually talking to him while he was in ICU. I'm talking business to him, and he hadn't announced anything that was going on, like the issues or anything. So I'm talking to him, and I find out he's in ICU, like at the end of the conversation. I'm like, that's something you mentioned, you know, when I'm talking to you. So I felt horrible talking about T-shirts and business while he's in ICU, so I apologize to him for that. But we do have DDP Radio T-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com. ProWrestlingTees.com under the DDP store. So yeah, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Like I said, Stacy, do you want have those emails that you had sent me that for people that were?
Yeah, I have one. The first one is from, and this woman has been on DDP Radio as a guest, Jody Verdi. And she just wanted to send a quick shout out and a get well wish to DDP. And she came up with an acronym. And she writes, "What does DDP mean to me? D, daily. D, dedication. P, patience. DDP is my lifesaver. He has taught me that every day I have to make a dedication to myself with my healthy eating and exercise routine and to be patient with my results. I wish him a speedy recovery."
Awesome.
That was very cool.
And, Dallas takes so many time inspiring other people that I don't think it gets lost on him, but you can't really, you know, take in the amount of good you've put into this world, you know, because if you're only one person, you can't take all that in at once. But there's so many people out there that love and respect him, and great email right there. And absolutely. And if you want to get in, send a little love into the chat. Stacy will get you on there as well. Just send a message to Stacy in the chat room, and she will let us know what is going on. Real quick, I did want to put over Stacy's book because I know that it is now in retail. You've got it in a retail location, and you've got a cooking demonstration coming up. Is that right, Stacy?
Oh, yeah. In my neck of the woods, Saratoga Springs, New York. Chef Bill and I are going to be doing our first cooking demo at Healthy Living Market, and the book is sold there, and it's also sold in a lot of my area, you know, bookstores. But we're really excited about the cooking demo because, you know, as you know, Mike, from being at the retreat, they're a lot of fun. They tend to really knock people's socks off because they can't believe, you know, that this stuff is clean food and actually good for you. And I think for the first demo, we're going to be doing Chef Bill's no-carb meatloaf, which if you haven't tried that one yet, it's right in the middle of the book. You got to try it. It's very easy to make, and it's absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, that's the latest. We're really excited.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. Can you give us the date one more time?
Yeah, it's Saturday, February 21st at Healthy Living Market, Saratoga Springs, New York. And of course, I think I've mentioned this, but I travel. So anyone wants me to come do a speaking engagement or a book signing or a cooking demo, just email me, StacyMorris345@yahoo.com. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Awesome. And Robert, I just got your messages. I kind of missed those, but we have two callers on the line. First caller we're going to get to is Chris. Chris, hello.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. First off, I just want to wish DDP a speedy recovery. He's definitely, you know, changed my life in the last, you know, 8-9 months, and I'm just it's sad to hear what's going on with him, and just wish him well. Stacy, I wanted to something you said last week on the show that kind of struck a chord with me. You had told somebody starting out that one thing they could do for themselves is basically lie to themselves every day and tell them that they can do it. And when I started out, that's like one of the things that I did. Like every day I woke up and I told myself, "Oh, I'm gonna lose 100 pounds, or I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that." And you know, when I started out, I didn't really believe it at first. I didn't have any confidence or anything that I was gonna make a change. But eventually, every day telling myself that, it worked, and I've had amazing results so far, and I'm just really thankful. And thanks for sharing that last week.
Oh, cool! I'm so glad to hear that, and I believe it does work. I just believe that's the nature of our brains. You know, it will wrap itself around whatever messages we're sending in. So they might as well be good ones. You know, it took me a while to figure that one out. But once I got it, I'm like, well, I'm just sending in the good stuff. That's it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It really does. Because when you're down and out, like, there's really nothing that you have left except to just be positive and say, you know what, I'm going to make a change and I'm going to do this. And you just keep hammering into your head every day, and eventually you start to believe it, and everything else follows.
Yeah.
Every single day, Dallas wakes up, and I'm going to drop an F-bomb here, so if you have kids in the room, send them out. He wakes up, he slaps his hands together really quick and says, today is going to be a great fucking day. Every single day, he gets up and does that. Mm-hmm. He's had countless roommates that are like, what is going on here? But you are the messages that you input in your own head. You know, if you tell yourself, you know, even if you're going through a depression or anxiety or whatever's going on, it may be a really real issue that it's happening. But if you sit there and tell yourself, oh, I'm depressed, and focus on that all day, you're going to be nothing but being more depressed or more anxious or more upset. If you wake up every day and say, it's going to be a great day, even if you don't believe it, it puts that positive thought in your head, and it helps prepare you and give you the idea that it's going to be a great day instead of just me focusing on things are hard. And I find that a lot in my own journey too. If I tell myself I can't do this, I can't eat well, it's not going to happen today. It generally, you know, follows suit in that kind of way. So, you know, even if you have to lie to yourself, if you don't think you can do it, tell yourself you think you can do it, because the positive mindset in our heads, you know, sometimes dictates our outcomes.
Yeah, and it takes consistency, just like doing the workouts regularly and eating clean 80% of the time. You really should be thinking well and thinking highly of yourself and giving yourself good messages at least 80% of the time.
Absolutely. And I got to point this out real quick. We talked about this last week, and someone asked me, I think it was a question, what's more important, getting it right in your head or getting it right, you know, on, you know, health-wise first. And I think every single time you have to get your head right before you make any sort of change in your life. And the thing that stuck out more to me in the beginning of my DDP yoga journey was the aspect of changing your mindset. And that helped me more than anything. I love the workouts and I love the eating plan, but the thing that stuck with me the most and enabled me to get in on the workout plan and the food plan was the DDP Yoga 90% video, the DDP Yoga Own Your Life podcast. There's so much wisdom in there, and it helps you get your head straight when your head may be in shambles. So if you struggle with the mindset issue of DDP Yoga or the mindset issue of making any change in your life, I urge you, go back to when you first got the DVDs and download that Own Your Life podcast that came with it. It is full of so much wisdom, and it will help you get your head straight and what you really need to do before you do DDP yoga or do any kind of thing to make a change. Your head needs to be right first.
Absolutely. Well,
Chris,
we're thrilled to hear this great news. So keep it up.
Thanks.
We might have lost him. Thank you, Chris, so much for your call. I appreciate it, man. And we have another call. If I am correct, I think this the ass-kicking Alaskan himself, Mr. Josh McAdoo. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, you know. I'm just fighting the old cold up here in Alaska, but it's all good. I wanted to call in and just, it's very rare that I ever get an opportunity to, I guess, help Dallas out and throw out, you know, the positive thoughts and prayers to him and speedy recovery, because you know, it's always him helping me, it seems like, and I'm not, like, ever giving anything back to him. So, you know, just I know he'll kick out of it and all that good stuff and be back on the road and doing all the workshops and all the stuff that he's got coming up. So, it's just I was just thinking about that today. It's like, God, this is kind of cool that you guys were doing this tonight, because it's, again, like I said, super rare that I ever feel like I can give back to the guy that's given me so much, you know, in the last almost 2 years now. So if he's listening, get better, and you know, we'll be in touch as always. So yeah.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Josh. And I know Josh is one of the DDP disciples who have worked so hard, became certified instructor. And you know, one thing that can't be undermined was you know, a lot of people see Dallas the workshops, or you know, his videos online or whatever, and thinks, oh, he sits at home and, you know, does a couple of workshops. You have no idea how hard this guy's works. When I spend some time with Dallas, either driving him around the Northeast or in Mexico, this guy has a motor on him like you would not believe. Between the 7 or 8, you know, no interviews he does, you know, the talking is alone is brutal. But then he gets on the streets and someone stops him. Hey, you're Diamond Dallas Page. And Dallas is the kind of guy who takes time for everybody. I mean, we'll be running 20 minutes late for an appointment or an interview or something. And that guy who talks to him on the streets, Dallas treats him like he's the king of England. And that's why I think so many people connect with Dallas, because he takes the time to, you know, if you meet Diamond Dallas Page and you meet or big kids in wrestling, it's not just a hello. He makes it a special appearance, a special thing to meet him. And he takes so much time, and I've said this before, whether it's a Podunk podcast in Mississippi or, you know, a New York City MTV or NBC special, he gives them the same energy and the same, you know, oomph in his interviews, in his time, and gives his time so generously that this is sometimes what happens. There's a price to pay for all of that, but he's willing to pay that price to make things special for people.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, Josh, you definitely are giving back, because he, like Brenda said, he feels all the good wishes. You know, he knows you're pulling for him. So consider yourself, you know, tagged. You get it.
That's awesome.
Josh, and keep kicking ass up there in Alaska, man.
Oh, will yeah. do, you know. No stopping up here, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, and take care.
Thanks.
Take care, bro.
You, man.
All right.
So, yeah, this is the DDP Yoga Tribute Show of DDP Radio, or the Diamond Dallas Page Tribute Show. Give us a call, 347-994-1216. We'll try to get you on before we go. And if you're looking in the chat room, Stacey Morris just shared her latest recipe for all you bakers out there, gluten-free popovers. So scroll through the chat room. Stacey just posted that. Looks pretty delicious. I might have to have Katie, you know, that I'm the cooker in the house and Katie's the baker. I can't bake for the life of me, but those look delicious. So thank you, Stacey, for sharing that.
They're not low calorie, but they're good. And are you also seeing the limerick in the chat room? One of our members just did a poem, a limerick for DDP.
That was like an instant, like, poem. It's like, you know, like the genius Lanny Poffo. Dallas is going through hell. He can't talk or whisper or yell, but he'll get better quick and he won't long be sick because we're all here wishing him well. Oh, how's that?
That's adorable. Thank you,
That's
Pam.
Awesome. Thanks, Pam. Absolutely. And if you want to get your messages to Dallas and Stacey up in the chat as usual. We have another caller on the line, and we got here Travis. Robert, you want to get Travis on for us?
No.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Travis. Hey.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, you know what? I feel even more of a kindred spirit between Dallas and I than ever before, because I don't know if you saw my Facebook post on the DDP Yoga Members Only page there. But as somebody who has had several of these little surgeries on the vocal cords there, I know exactly what he's going through. Pouts are no fun. that's why I've got the voice I've got right now. You've had it where you can either, you know, get it lasered off. It sounds like what Brendan was saying there. They just decided to go as low invasive as possible, you know, shooting him up with steroids and let him shrink down that way. And, you know, I've had it where they tried to, you know, do that. I've had him lasered off. I've had him scraped off. And they come back. Sometimes these sort of things are going to, you know, they just come back over time. So I really, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with Dallas and Brenda right now. I know Brenda's got a huge job keeping Dallas quiet for the next, you know, at least the next week, if not a little bit more. And then, you know, the speech therapy he's got to happen and whatever else to try to prevent this to happen again. So,
Travis, you're absolutely right. It is very serious. And anyone who might be doubting that, all we have to do is look back to September and what happened with Joan Rivers. I mean,
right.
She had a similar procedure
a
done. Yeah, and I mean, this is why when I heard that his throat closed, it was very scary for me to hear that, because I didn't want to, you know, delve into the negative. But the reality is that, can, you know, once you stop breathing, you have only a few seconds really to hope that things turn out for the best. And so it was major, you know, stuff that Dallas has been going through. thank God he's in such remarkable condition, because I really believe that that's what pulled him through.
If you guys really want to have a visual of what, you know, what we're talking about there, I go to the post on the Facebook, on the EDP Yoga Members Only page, on the Facebook page. On there in the comments, I posted up a picture of the last time I had vocal cord surgery, and that was the pre-photos of them. And you get to see exactly what those vocal cords look like. It's not pretty. But you know what? This is a perfect example of turning a negative into a positive. You have to stay positive. You have to turn this here and be as positive as possible and use this to, you know, listen to other people and really push forward with this. That's really the only way you get through something like this.
Yeah,
absolutely. Great point, man. And I appreciate you calling. I'm sure Dallas appreciates it too. And yeah, the vocal is a very serious thing, especially for someone like Dallas who pretty much makes his living off of. And you think it might be easy just to chill out and not talk for a little while? You try sitting there and talking, not saying a word for a day, and tell me how hard that is. I guarantee you, it's not as easy as you think it would be.
You know that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Someone like Dallas or me who talks, you know, for the sake of talking. So it's
you'd implode, Mike. You couldn't handle it.
Thank you so much for calling, Travis. We appreciate it, man. And we thank you for the well wishes for Dallas and the support.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you later, guys.
Take care, Travis.
And you know what? What's that, Robin?
You know what I was thinking the other day is, because I, you know, we all saw the spot where he was in the Rumble, and. You know, I mentioned this to him, and of course, you know, he thinks I'm just, you know, I get the credit for being a fan. But I was thinking about that the other day, and I realized that, okay, not only is he 58 and hitting the Rumble and doing diamond cutters, but he couldn't breathe. He could barely breathe at the time.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Yeah. The ring like that requires so much wind. Even for a quick spot like that, the adrenaline that it takes to, you know, hit the ring like that, the crowd popping, you know, dropping the diamond cutters, that takes a great amount of wind and breath to be able to do something like that. You know, especially to do a quick spot like that in the Rumble. People don't understand the amount, you know, you get blown up really quickly. And I know Dallas is in great shape, but he hasn't been in the ring like that and done a spot like that in quite a while. And I guarantee you that was all adrenaline bringing him through that one right there.
Yeah, I mean, because it impressed me beforehand. And then I was thinking about it the other day, and with all the stuff that's been going on with him and the throat issues, like, wow, that impresses me even more now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big deal. So, and how lucky he was that it happened in the doctor's office too. We can't undermine that. If that happened while he was driving, or, you know, chilling, you know, walking down the street, or in a mall, or, you know, he was lucky that he was lucky in a lot of different ways. A lot of, you know, things came together. The universe was on his side. You know, he's hanging in there right now. But I wanted to nail this real quick. I wanted to bring over the Cauliflower Alley Club one more time. As you guys know, Dallas would love to see as many Team DDP Yoga people there as possible, but it will sell out, and it's getting there. They've already stopped selling whole tables, so it's going to sell out. So head up the site, www.caulifloweralleyclub.org, and it's a big deal. Dallas is actually the first of any of the boys to get two awards in one night. And the Cauliflower Alley Club has been around for a long, long, long time. And it started out, you know, with the old school guys like Lou Thez and you know all those old school guys. And it's evolved. You know, the WWE sends their guys now. They send their talent there. And it's become such a big deal. And it's a big, huge deal to get inducted for an award, never let alone two. And Dallas is going to be inducted for the Humanitarian Award by Jake the Snake Roberts, which is his mentor. So that's a huge thing alone, and all the work he's done with Jake to help him, and, you know, all the work he's done outside the business to better people's lives. No one more deserving for the Humanitarian Award than Dallas, and having Jake, his mentor, induct him is huge alone. And then on top of that, his second mentors, two mentors in the business, were Jake the Snake Roberts and the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty Rhodes is inducting Dallas into the Wrestling Ring of Honor. To have both your mentors on the same night induct you and put you over for, your contributions to the wrestling business, but not just the wrestling business, but beyond the wrestling business, your contributions to society as a whole. That's a huge honor. Mm-hmm. And on the 50th anniversary of the Cauliflower Rally Club, nonetheless. So if you guys want to get on that, it's going to be a huge night for not for just DDP Yoga, but for, you know, Dallas Page, the person. It's pretty much the culmination of years of hard work. Head over to CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. Get your tickets. Anyone can come, and everyone. It's open to the public, but it will sell out, so get there soon. And it's going to be a great night.
Are you guys going?
I wanted to. I definitely want to. I just don't have the extra money to make the trip right now. I mean, there's nothing I would want more right now. I just couldn't figure out how to make it happen.
How about you, Mike?
The time off is an issue for me. I've got my vacation time from Mexico, and that's what I've already put in for. But Diamond Dallas Page going into the Cauliflower Alley Club is something I might even quit my job for. Because that's a... been to several of the Cauliflower Alley Club's awards. My mentor in the wrestling business, Jason Sanderson, who is the award that Dallas is getting named, getting the humanitarian award, is the Jason Sanderson Award, humanitarian award. And he was my mentor in the business, and he took us down to Cauliflower Alley Club quite a few times down there in Las Vegas. So it's a huge deal, and it's a great, great time. And for a wrestling fan to appreciate something like that, to see all the old school guys he grew up with, you know, Dusty Rhodes going to be there, DDP, Jake the Snake, you know, so many huge names in the wrestling business, that if you're a wrestling fan, that's where you want to be in April. And definitely check it out, CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. And especially if you're a DDP Yoga warrior and to share that special moment with Dallas, I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, this is like a moment like WWE Hall of Fame. It's a moment you're going to want to be at and say you are at. And Jake having gone in last year and Dallas going in this year is a real big deal. So definitely check that out, CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. And I just got a message from Dallas earlier today, and he said it is a huge honor to have both of his mentors induct him on the 50th anniversary. So it does mean a whole lot to him as well. Back to the yoga tribute. We got a couple callers on the line, right, Robert?
Yes, we do.
All right, who we got?
The first one up is E.T., which I believe is, I'm going to guess it's Eric Turner.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
You weren't supposed to call me. You're supposed to phone home. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Sorry, that was...
No, it's good, man. I've heard it all. Trust me, I like the Cheech and Chong references, the Eddie Torres. When somebody comes up with that one, I give them a high five.
Nice. What's going on, Eric?
Not much, you know, just calling in, wanting to say get well, DDP, and good luck, Brenda. And I want to thank you guys for doing what you do as well. You know, I love when I get to listen, I always leave the radio show very satisfied and always learn a little bit more and, you know, feel a little more connected with the different people. But I wanted to give a shout out to Kevin Tankersley is really why I called in, because he's on a reboot, and he came up to my class last night and killed it. And
Nice. Anyway,
I just wanted to give him a shout out. And
he's been working really hard.
Yes, he has.
He's been posting every day, doing pictures, progress updates. He's really been amazing.
Yeah, he kind of came back about 6 months, a year ago, and it was kind of like he didn't really commit, and now he's just on fire.
Yeah.
Brings me back to something we talked with Dallas. We talked to Dallas last week about the art of, you know, as long as you come back, as long as you – you know, reel yourself in. We're all going to stray a little bit. We're all going to get too much slack and drift out, you know, farther than we want to be. But as long as we're still holding on and have some sorts of grasp on the DDP Yoga community and the DDP Yoga program, you know, we're just a slight adjustment from, you know, pulling ourselves back in and getting ourselves back on track. I tell people this all the time. You know, it's life. It has ups and downs. You can't kick ass every second of every day. And, you know, Kevin took advantage of that. He knows that, you know, he's always going to be welcome here at DDP Yoga. And, you know, you're not always going to kick ass. Life is going to happen sometimes. But as long as you, you know, pull back in when you need us to, when you need to, and get a hold of the community. I tell people this all the time. If you're struggling, if you feel yourself slipping, don't withdraw and disappear. Get closer. Get more involved, because the people here are going to be people that are going to help you get through this and really kind of get you through the hard times. So, you know, it's really important to know that you're always welcome here, no matter how many times you screw up, no how many times you, you know, you let yourself fall off the wagon. You're always going to be welcome here at Team DDP Yoga.
Amen to all that. Yeah, man, and that's why I got certified, is to pass it on, you know, to people, but especially when people are doing reboots. You know, I think that's something that needs to be, just like you said, you know, it needs to be put out there that people need to know that they can come back and there's no need to be embarrassed about falling off the wagon, you know what I mean, so to speak. So, you know, I think it's important to put that out there, and he's doing a good job, and, you know, I felt like he had definitely earned a shout-out on DDP Radio. And anyway, guys, y'all do a great job. I'm going to get off here. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
That's a great point. And Steve,
too,
I know that your journey sure as hell wasn't flawless. My journey still isn't flawless. Mm-hmm. I still struggle. Robert, you've never had anything in your life handed to you. You've never had anything flawless. I don't know any DDP Yoga journey that has just gone, you know, kick ass, full force all the time. It's a battle. It's a life and day. It's a daily battle. Some days you win, some days you lose. You know, Dallas, who is probably, you know, the craziest DDP Yoga warrior of them all in accordance to what he can do, I'm sure he has his bad days too. It's all about picking yourself up when you need to. It's all about, you know, pulling in the slack when you've let yourself go too far. And the self-realization of knowing when you're struggling and reaching out to someone for help, whether it be Dallas on Facebook or the Team DDP Yoga community, and, you know, knowing when you need to pull yourself in is a big deal. And being self-aware enough to know that you're, you know, letting yourself slip. And you got to forgive yourself, first of all, and then pick yourself up, adjust, and move forward.
Yeah, okay, and the management never ends. I called it managing the whole picture. And yesterday I tweeted that I was seized by a major and prolonged craving for chocolate. Which I know sometimes it's just sort of a craving for chocolate. It might be sort of biological in nature. I knew myself well enough to know that I was trying to avoid some uncomfortable feelings. And sometimes it's just a matter of being willing to sit with them, so you don't get blown off course, you know, because I've regained 100 pounds twice, and I know what it's like to get blown way off course. And what I do now is I take the steps so that doesn't happen. And it's just constant daily maintenance and management, but it's worth it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And we have a couple more callers. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. We might go about 5 minutes over to get everybody in. But right now we have Robert. I lost your note. Who do we have on right now?
We've got Alex up next.
Alex, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hanging in there. Glad to be on the show, first off. Thank you. Wanted to send out my well wishes to DDP. I actually met him personally I met him twice, you know, once in Boston last June, and then in the Inspiration Meets First in Newport, Rhode Island with my buddy Cat Arnett. You know, I met Stacey Morris. Met so many inspiring people over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got into the show a little bit late, so I didn't know if BK actually got to talk to see how Dallas' status was, because I was having technical difficulties over here, so I apologize for that. You know,
absolutely. He's doing good, man. He's resting and, you know, resting comfortably and trying to rest his voice and be as calm as he possibly can to get through it.
Yeah, no, I could imagine it's hard for him to stay calm. I've been a fan of his since his WCW days. Like, I never outgrew pro wrestling. You know, my wife could even attest to that one. She even laughs at me sometimes. But
nice.
What one of the things that I want to say is that, you know, you're absolutely right about saying all these positive things about DDP Yoga, that even when we're at our most negative, it's still a positive thing. You know, I just ended up blowing out my back literally last week with the mass snowstorms that we're having up here in the Northeast. And, you know, just then caught a stomach bug. So it's like, you know, things aren't going as great. But one of the cool things is that the doctor looked at me and said, like, I don't want you doing too much of the regular positions just because of the fact that it involves you bending forward. But she was like, one thing that you could do is do Cobra. So I've been taking advantage of that. I've been doing the breathing techniques and, you know, learning the breathing over at the Inspiration Meets Perspiration was actually one of the greatest things that could have ever happened because it helped me readjust. You know, and I'm getting back surely back to 100% as quick as possible.
That's fantastic. But, you know, you're listening to your body and doing what you can.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's also awesome, you know, just to know that, like, I mean, it's not awesome to know that DDP got sick, but it's just like, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, here he is. He's a larger-than-life persona, so to say. Like, you know, he knows millions of people, but how he can pinpoint one of us, and then, you know, he is one of us to where he gets sick. It's just like, you know, I just hope he gets as well as quick as possible, you know. And
absolutely, man, and I'm sure he appreciates your well wishes. And I just want to say this real quick. Dallas, you know, we talked about the breathing and helping him through this. That's not the first time that Dallas's ass has been saved, you know, by DDP Yoga. When he was here last year, he was talking to me when he was up north with me, and he talked about how he was going up the stairs and his friend, he slipped on the stairs, and he caught himself in a way that if he hadn't been doing the DDP Yoga and hadn't been working on the core strength and building up his joints, he would have torn the out of both, you know, quads, knees. But the fact that he was doing his program and living, you know, the truth that he preaches, he puts over, he saved his own ass that way too. So,
as
he said, and who tells us, you know, breathe and tells us, you know, gotta work your joints and your core, and then, you know, himself being so, you know, changed by that and saved by those, you know, same things that he puts over is a huge deal. So, absolutely, keep living the, you know, DDP Yoga workouts. You know, keep working on your back. Keep, you know, kicking ass. And I promise you, it will have more and more benefits than you could possibly imagine.
Oh, you know, the benefits are amazing because I already lost 117 pounds with it. You know, I never, you know, never in my life did I ever dream I could do something like Black Crow and I could actually pop them out of nowhere, which is, you know, probably the most fun thing that I could ever have. Like me and my two boys. We took one, you know, the night of the Royal Rumble just for the heck of it. And then, you know, a few minutes later, there's number 14, Diamond Dallas Page. And it was surreal.
Mm. Wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like, it's one of those things. And also, I wanted to sit there and see if I can get a quick plug. You know, I called out Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, and Vince McMahon on my Twitter, you know, and I'm asking them, when are we going to get DDP into the WWE Hall of Fame? I wanted to see if people could follow back and retweet that. You know, we should make this known. He deserved it.
He sure does. Everyone deserves it. It's him. And we got the Cauliflower Alley thing coming up. Jake went in. Scott went in. I'm sure there's a place for Diamond Dallas Page coming up soon. So we appreciate your call, man. And, yes, retweet that. DDP Hall of Fame. Yes. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah. If anybody wants to retweet, thanks.
All right. I think we have Don on the line. Don, hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mikey. How are you? Stacy.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Just wanted to shout out to Dallas. I mean, we all know how much he means to everybody, and he knows how much he means to all of us. I mean, we've all struggled just like he has. I mean, my journey for the last 2+ years hasn't been perfect just like everybody else's. But just taking the time to focus on where you're at and know where you're going. And that's one thing Dallas has always reminded me of. So.
Absolutely.
He'll be back at it quicker than what we think, and we'll see him up in March up at Matt Hancock's place.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I know that Dallas is going to rehab that thing, and he's going to focus hard, because when he puts his mind to something, he does it. No matter what, he does it. And he's going to be working harder than anybody probably ever has to get back 100%. And we appreciate your call, man, and I'm sure Dallas appreciates your support, Don. Thank you very much, man.
All right. We'll see y'all.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Take care, bro. Yeah, this is going to slow Dallas down.
We got Adam on the line. Hello.
Okay.
Adam, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I just wanted to call in and, you know, express my get well wishes to Dallas, you know. About 14 months ago, I was laying in a hospital bed, the day before going in for open heart surgery at age 38. You know, depressed, you know, down in the dumps. And I actually got a tweet from him, you know, wishing me well, that, you know, he had my back. I mean, I can't tell you how much that lifted my spirits, you know, and it gave me motivation as I was, you know, coming through the, you know, post-surgery process, which is rather lengthy, you know, and as I sit here right now, I'm creating my Diamond Dozen introductory workout as part of the certification program. So, you know, just goes to show you, you know, you live life at 90%, you know.
Well, you went from open heart surgery to getting certified in DDP yoga. That is huge, man. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm not there yet. I just enrolled about a month ago. So, you know, life hands you lemons. Sometimes you deal with it.
Absolutely, man. And he appreciates your support. I'm sure of it. I know for a fact he's listening right now. And thank you, man, for calling up and giving your story. And, you know, keep pushing forward, man. Keep kicking ass, get that certification. And what a hell of a story that's going to be. From open heart surgery to DDP yoga certified, you know, one of the most, you know, amazing fitness programs on the planet. So the most amazing
program. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, I just wanted to say, you know, I feel that because I had already been doing the program, you know, a few months before, you know, my surgery, I was able to recover faster because I was in such phenomenal shape. So.
Yeah, no doubt. It makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. Cool. I appreciate you guys' time tonight. Thanks again. And get well soon, Dallas.
Thanks for calling, Adam. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
Well, what a great show tonight. And, you know, a lot of well wishes, a lot of positivity. And it just shows that the positivity that Dallas has put into this world and, you know, all the people he's affected and touched has come back to him, you know, full force. And thank you guys so much for calling. Real quick, I wanted to put over Stacey's, you know, appearance coming up real quick. Again, Stacey, you want to let us know what's going on?
Yes, Chef Bill and I are doing a cooking demo at Healthy Living Market, Saratoga Springs, New York, Saturday, February 21st. And more to come. I'll keep you posted. It's just going to be the first of many.
Awesome. Sounds great. And Robert, thank you so much for all your help, man. You are the most crucial part of the show. You keep everything steering, you know, on path and kicking ass. So thank you so much. And real quick, I just want to say, every day you wake up and your heart's still beating, your lungs are still full of air, it's another day to stand up and own your life. So get there, own your life, get on your mat, do your DDP yoga, kick some ass, and I'll see you guys next week. We got Ray Lloyd, Grace, Glacier coming on the show next week. So definitely stay tuned for that. DDP Radio, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ddpyoga.com. Get well to Diamond Dallas Page. I'm sure he's going to kick ass and get better, faster and better and crazier than anyone on this planet. So keep
That's
kicking
right.
ass, D. Hope you all soon. And
we love you,
until
DDP.
Next week. Yes, own your life, my friend. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Page. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.